कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे।
Now I'm happy. Very good. All right. Here we go. So another name for divine would be?
Transcendental.
Transcendental, yes. Next word, he.
He.
Certainly.
Certainly.
Atma vibhutayaha.
Atma vibhutaya.
Personal opulences.
Personal opulences.
Te.
Te.
No, wait a minute. Where am I? Yeah. Pradhanyataha.
Pradhanyataha.
Which are principal.
Which are principal.
Kuru Shrestha.
Kuru Shrestha.
O best of the Kurus.
O best of the Kurus.
Na asti.
Na asti.
There is not.
There is not.
Anta.
Anta.
Limit.
Limit.
Vistarasya.
Vistarasya.
To the extent.
To the extent.
Me.
Me.
My.
My.
All right. Very good. All right. Now we go to the translation. Please report. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said.
The Supreme Personality of Godhead said.
Yes, I will tell you.
Yes, I will tell you.
Of my splendorous manifestations.
Of my splendorous manifestations.
But only of those which are prominent.
But only of those which are prominent.
O Arjuna.
O Arjuna.
For my opulence is limitless.
For my opulence is limitless.
Krishna Kumar Das, can you tell me a Sanskrit name of Krishna which means limitless or unlimited? Nimaicharan? Ananta, very good. Krishna Kumar, Ananta. Okay. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. It is not possible to comprehend the greatness of Krishna and His opulences. The senses of the individual soul are limited and do not permit him to understand the totality of Krishna's affairs. Still, the devotees try to understand Krishna, but not on the principle that they will be able to understand Krishna fully at any specific time or in any state of life. Rather, the very topics of Krishna are so relishable that they appear to the devotees as nectar. Who can tell me the Sanskrit word for nectar?
Amrit.
Amrit. Thus, the devotees enjoy them. In discussing Krishna's opulences and His diverse energies, the pure devotees take transcendental pleasure. Therefore, they want to hear and discuss them. Krishna knows that the living entities do not understand the extent of His opulences. He therefore agrees to state only the principal manifestations of His different energies. The word pradhanyataha, principal, is very important because we can understand only a few of the principal details of the Supreme Lord, for His features are unlimited. It is not possible to understand them all. And vibhuti, as used in this verse, refers to the opulences by which He controls the whole manifestation. In the Amara Kosha Dictionary, it is stated that vibhuti indicates an exceptional opulence. So make sure you get a book. Is there a book there for you? And where's the rest of the gang? Well, where's your mom? Okay. You get your book. What page are we on?
532. opulences.
An exception, he says right here, in the Amarakosha dictionary, it is stated that vibhuti indicates an exceptional opulence. An exceptional opulence.
It means more. Exceptional means it's not.
Exceptional really means outstanding.
Outstanding.
What were you thinking? Okay.
He thought he said accept.
Yes. Are you on track there, my son?
432. Oh, I'm 532.
Yes, sir. Well, that's going to be explained in this chapter. This whole chapter, the rest of this chapter, is going to show you how he controls the whole manifestation as we go through the verses. Let's go to the next paragraph. The impersonalist or pantheist cannot understand the exceptional opulences of the Supreme Lord, nor the manifestation of his diverse divine energies, both in the material world and in the spiritual world. His energies are distributed, in every variety of manifestation. Now Krishna is describing what can be directly perceived by the common man. Thus, part of his variegated energy is described in this way. So, oh good, very good, son. Thank you for getting a book for your mother. Who can tell me a verse in the Bhagavad Gita that tells this boy why he should serve his mother? Anybody know the verse in the Bhagavad Gita?
Why should he serve?
Mm-hmm. Mother is like guru. Yes, worshipable, that is a fact. Yes. There is a verse in chapter 17, where Krishna says the austerities of the body, and it also explains how that entails worship of the superiors, and then Prabhupada puts in, like the father and mother. So it's an order of Krishna that the children should obey the parents. Now we'll go to text number 20. Are you ready, everybody?
Yes.
Aham Atma Guda Kesha.
Aham Atma Guda Kesha.
Sarvabhuta Shayastita.
Sarvabhuta Shayastita.
Aham Adishcha Madhyam Cha.
Aham Adishcha Madhyam Cha.
Bhutanam Anta Eva Cha.
Bhutanam Anta Eva Cha.
Aham.
Aham.
I. Atma.
Atma.
The soul.
The soul.
Gudakesha.
Gudakesha.
O Arjuna.
O Arjuna.
Sarvabhuta.
Sarvabhuta.
Of all living entities.
All living entities.
Ashayastitaha.
Ashayastitaha.
Situated within the heart.
Situated within the heart.
Aham.
Aham.
I am.
I am.
Adi.
Adi.
The origin.
The origin.
Cha.
Cha.
Also.
Also.
Madhyam.
Madhyam.
Middle.
Middle.
Cha.
Cha.
Also.
Also.
Bhutanam.
Bhutanam.
Of all living entities.
Of all living entities.
Anta.
Anta.
End.
End.
Eva.
Eva.
Certainly.
Certainly.
Cha.
Cha.
And.
And.
Translation, please repeat. I am the super soul, O Arjuna.
I am the super soul, O Arjuna.
Seated in the hearts of all living entities.
Seated in the hearts of all living entities.
I am the beginning, the middle, and end of all beings.
I am the beginning, the middle, and the end of all beings.
Purport. In this verse, Arjuna is addressed as Gudakesh, which means one who has conquered the darkness of sleep. For those who are sleeping in the darkness of ignorance, it is not possible to understand how the Supreme Personality of Godhead manifests Himself in various ways in the material and spiritual worlds. Thus, this address by Krishna to Arjuna is significant. Because Arjuna is above such darkness, the personality of Godhead agrees to describe his various opulences. Krishna first informs Arjuna that he is the soul of the entire cosmic manifestation by dint of his primary expansion. Before the material creation, the Supreme Lord, by his plenary expansion, accepts the Purusha incarnations, and from him everything begins. Therefore he is Atma, the soul of the Mahat-Tattva, the universal elements. The total material energy is not the cause of the creation. Actually, Mahavishnu enters into the Mahat-Tattva, the total material energy. He is the soul. When Mahavishnu enters into the manifested universes, he again manifests himself as the Supersoul in each and every entity. We have experienced that the personal body of the living entity exists due to the presence of the spiritual spark. Without the existence of the spiritual spark, the body cannot develop. Similarly, the material manifestation cannot develop unless the Supreme Soul Krishna enters. As stated in the Subal Upanishad, Prakrityadi Sarvabhutantaryami Sarvasheshi Cha Narayanaha. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is existing as the Supersoul in all manifested universes. The three Purusha avatars are described in Srimad Bhagavatam. They are also described in the Narada Pancharatra, one of the Satvata Tantras. Vishnostujini Rupani Purushakyan Yato Vidu. The Supreme Personality of Godhead manifests three features as Karanadakashayi Vishnu, that's another name for Mahavishnu, Garvodakashayi Vishnu, and Shirodakashayi Vishnu in this material manifestation. The Mahavishnu or Karnadakashai Vishnu is described in the Brahma Sanhita, Ya Karnarnava Jale Bhajati Smayoga Nidram. The Supreme Lord Krishna, the cause of all causes, lies down in the cosmic ocean as Mahavishnu. Therefore, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the beginning of this universe, the maintainer of the universal manifestations, and the end of all energy. I'm going to try and see how much of this chapter we can finish, because there's not much to preach in this chapter. This is more or less a chapter that we just listen and appreciate. So let's go quickly now. Text number 21. Like to welcome our sponsors, Dhana Lakshmi and Shoban Ganji. Welcome to the world famous Kundan Loka. Although somebody doesn't like that term, Kundan Loka. Jai. If that's what it
then
takes.
Then you should not complain, he's saying that.
All right. Let's do text number 21. Adityanam aham Vishnur.
Adityanam aham Vishnur.
Jyotisham Ravir Anshuman.
Jyotisham Ravir Anshuman.
Marichir Marutam Asmi.
Marichir Marutam Asmi.
Nakshatranam aham Shashi.
Nakshatranam aham Shashi.
Synonyms: Adityanam.
Adityanam.
Of the Adityas.
Of the Adityas.
Aham.
Aham.
I am.
I am.
Vishnu.
Vishnu.
The Supreme Lord. Jyotisham,
Jyotisham
of all luminaries,
of all luminaries,
Ravi,
the sun,
Anshuman,
Anshuman,
radiant,
Marichi,
Marutam of the Maruts,
of the Maruts.
Asmi,
I am.
Nakshatranam,
of the stars.
Aham,
I am.
Shashi,
the moon.
Of the Adityas, I am Vishnu.
Of
lights, I am the radiant sun.
Of the lights, I am radiant sun.
Of the Maruts, I am Marichi.
Of the Maruts, I am Marichi.
And among the stars, I am the moon.
Among the stars, I am the moon.
Purport. There are 12 Adityas, of which Krishna is the principal. Among all the luminaries shining in the sky, the sun is the chief. And in the Brahma Sanhita, the sun is accepted as the glowing eye of the Supreme Lord. There are 50 varieties of wind blowing in space, and of these winds, the controlling deity Marichi represents Krishna. Among the stars, the moon is the most prominent at night, and thus the moon represents Krishna. It appears from this verse that the moon is one of the stars. Therefore, the stars that twinkle in the sky also reflect the light of the sun. The theory that there are many suns within the universe is not accepted by Vedic literature. The sun is one, and as by the reflection of the sun, the moon illuminates, so also do the stars. Since Bhagavad Gita indicates herein that the moon is one of the stars, the twinkling stars are not suns, but are similar to the moon. Text number 22. Vedanam sama vedosmi,
Vedanam sam vedosmi,
Devanam asmi vasava,
Devanam asmi vasava,
Indriyanam manaschasmi,
Indriyanam manaschasmi,
Bhutanam asmi chetana,
Bhutanam asmi chetana.
Word for word, Vedanam,
Vedanam,
of all the Vedas,
of all the Vedas,
Samaveda,
Samaveda,
the Samaveda,
Samaveda,
Asmi,
I am,
Devanam,
Devanam,
of all the demigods,
of all the demigods,
Asmi,
I am,
Vasava, the Heavenly King,
the Heavenly King,
Indriyanam,
of
all the senses,
all
Manaha,
the mind,
Cha, also, Asmi,
I am,
Bhutanam, of all living entities,
Asmi,
I am, Chetana, the living force, Of the Vedas, I am the Samaveda.
Of the Vedas, I am the Samaveda.
Of the demigods, I am Indra, the King of Heaven.
Of the demigods, I am Indra, the Son of Heaven.
And the next week after, we will be hearing a lot about Indra. Why? As we heard this morning. Yes, Indra is the main character in the whole lifting of Govardhan Hill. Krishna lifted the Govardhan Hill only because of Indra. It was said in the very beginning of that narration that Krishna specifically wanted to make Indra angry. Specifically. All right, let's continue. Of the senses, I am the mind.
Of the senses, I am the mind.
And in living beings, I am the living force consciousness.
I am the living force consciousness.
Purport. The difference between matter and spirit is that matter has no consciousness like the living entity. Therefore, this consciousness is supreme and eternal. Consciousness cannot be produced by a combination of matter. What class of people want to say that life is a combination of matter?
scientists.
Gross, materialistic, atheistic scientists. Yes. And they had that Frankenstein that take a dead body and then surcharge it with electricity and he will come back to life. Text number 23. Rudranam Shankarashchasmi.
Rudranam Shankarashmi.
Vitesho Yaksharakshasam.
Vitesho Yaksharakshasam.
Vasunam Pavakashchasmi.
Vasunam Pavakashchasmi.
Meru Shikarinam Aham.
Meru Shikarinam.
Rudranam.
Rudranam.
Of all the Rudras.
Of all the Rudras.
Shankara.
Shankara.
Lord Shiva.
Lord Shiva.
Cha.
Also.
Asmi.
Asmi.
I am.
I am.
Vitaisha.
Vitaisha.
The Lord of the Treasury of the Demigods.
The Lord of the Treasury of Demigods.
So who is that?
Kuber.
Kuber. And he shows up in the Damodar Leela, not directly, but how? His sons, Nalakuvara and Manigriva. Alright, let's continue. Yaksharakshasam.
Yaksharakshasam.
Of the Yakshas and Rakshasas.
Of the Yakshas and Rakshasas.
Vasunam.
Vasunam.
Of the Vasus.
Of the Vasus.
Pavaka.
Pavaka.
Fire.
Fire.
Cha.
Cha.
Also.
Also.
Asmi.
Asmi.
I am.
I am.
Meru.
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 Shikarinam.
Shikarinam.
Of all mountains.
Of all mountains.
Aham. I am.
I am.
Where is Shoban? I don't see Shoban.
He's babysitting.
Oh. Alright. You're excused. Alright. Translation. Of all the Rudras, I am Lord Shiva.
Of all the Rudras, I am Shiva.
Of the Yakshas and Rakshasas.
Of the Yakshas and Rakshasas.
I am the Lord of Wealth, Kuvera.
I am the Lord of Wealth, Kuvera.
Of the Vasus, I am fire, Agni.
Of the Vasus, I am fire, Agni.
And of mountains, I am Meru.
And of the mountains, I am Meru.
Purport. There are 11 Rudras, of whom Shankara, Lord Shiva, is predominant. He is the incarnation of the Supreme Lord, in charge of the mode of ignorance in the universe. Who's in charge of the mode of passion?
Brahma.
Lord Brahma. Who's in charge of the mode of goodness?
Vishnu.
Vishnu. Very good. The leader of the Yakshas and Rakshasas is Kuvera, the master treasurer of the demigods, and he is a representation of the Supreme Lord. Meru is a mountain famed for its rich natural resources. Yes, sir? There are a certain group of demigods, and much more than that, I cannot say, but there are a certain group of demigods. Yes, he's the chief. Shall we go to text 24?
Yes, sir.
Everyone's looking at the book?
Yes, sir.
Everyone must follow along. Purodasam cha mukyam maam.
Purodasam cha mukyam maam.
Vidiparta brihaspatim.
Vidiparta brihaspatim.
Senani namaham skanda.
Senani namaham skanda.
Sarasam asmi sagara.
Sarasam asmi sagara.
Purodhasam.
Purodhasam.
Of all priests.
Of all.
Cha.
Cha.
Also.
Also.
Mukyam.
Mukyam.
The chief.
The chief.
Me, excuse me, mam,
mam,
me,
me,
vidhi,
vidhi,
understand,
understand,
paratha,
paratha,
O son of Pritha,
O son of Pritha,
brihaspatim,
brihaspatim,
brihaspati,
brihaspati,
senaninam,
senaninam,
of all commanders,
of all commanders,
aham,
aham,
I am,
skanda,
Kartikeya.
Kartikeya.
Now, if you ever go to Kuala Lumpur,
Malaysia?
Yes. Which is, it's like a little bit of a drive from Singapore, you will find, although it's a Muslim state, there's one big Kartikeya temple. And he's not known as Kartikeya. He is known as Murugai. And you can ask Ramesh Soni. Do you know Ramesh Soni? Because I went with them. You have to go up like 300-400 steps to go into the... I didn't do it. It was so hot. But outside the temple, they have a huge, huge, huge golden form of Kartikeya, or what they call Murugai. So 80-100 feet. I think it's gold leaf plated.
Kartikeya is son of
Lord Shiva.
He's son of
Lord Shiva. He's a demigod.
Demigod. Like Ganesh, son, the brother of Ganesh.
So you want to know what his... his portfolio. He always helps out when there's fighting with the demons.
Yeah, he's the Senapati.
It says right here. Senani Nam of commanders. Okay. So he is like commander in chief. He's a great fighter. Now, who can tell me what is his carrier? What does he ride on?
Peacock.
Peacock. Yes. And his brother, what does he ride on?
Mouse.
And his father, what does he ride on?
Bull.
And his mother? Tiger. Isn't it a tiger?
Lion, tiger. Sometimes they show lion too.
All right. Next word, Sarasam.
Sarasam.
Of all reservoirs of water.
Asmi.
I am. Sagara.
Sagara.
The ocean. Please repeat. O priest of Arjuna. Know me to be the chief. Brihaspati. Of generals, I am Kartikeya. And of bodies of water. I am the ocean. Purport. Indra is the chief demigod of the heavenly planets and is known as the king of the heavens. The planet on which he reigns is called Indralok. Brihaspati is Indra's priest. And since Indra is the chief of all kings, Brihaspati is the chief of all priests. And as Indra is the chief of all kings, similarly Skanda, or Kartikeya, the son of Parvati and Lord Shiva, is the chief of all military commanders. And of all bodies of water, the ocean is the greatest. These representations of Krishna only give hints of his greatness. And in the Bhagavatam, it points out what is the kind of ocean we have here. It's salt water. Mm-hmm. But in the Bhagavatam, they say there is an ocean of ghee.
Oil. Mm-hmm.
There is an ocean of milk. Who's in that ocean of milk? Shiro Dakashai Vishnu. That's his name. Yes. And there's also an ocean of sweet water. There's an ocean of yogurt. So there's different kinds of ocean. Difference in the fifth canto of Bhagavatam. All right. Shall we continue? Yes, sir. Maharshinam Brigur Aham. Giram asmekam aksharam.
Giram asmekam aksharam.
Yagyanam japa yagyosmi. Everybody should love that line. Let's do that again. Yagyanam japa yagyosmi. Stavaranam himalayas. Maharishinam. among the great sages,
Bhrigu,
Aham,
I am,
Giram,
of vibrations,
Asmi,
I am,
Ekam,
Aksharam,
Pranava,
Pranava.
Yag. Okay, so Pranava, what's another name for Om? Yes, we studied that, didn't we? Last couple of weeks in our Chaitanya Charitamrita. Yes. Om. Everyone say.
Om.
Yajnanam.
Yajnanam.
Of sacrifices.
Of sacrifices.
Japa yagya.
Japa yagya.
Chanting.
Chanting.
So notice, japa yagya, it is a sacrifice. Asmi.
Asmi.
I am.
I am.
Stavaranam.
Stavaranam.
Of immovable things.
Himalaya. Himalaya.
The Himalayan mountains.
Himalayan mountains.
Translation. Of the great sages, I am Bhrigu.
Of great sages, I am Bhrigu.
Of vibrations, I am the transcendental Om.
Of vibration, I am the transcendental Om.
Krishna Kumar, what are the three letters that make up Om? Yes, very good. A stands for Krishna, U stands for, and M stands for Krishna Kumar. I'm very impressed. Yes, but if you're able to retain,
that's the problem.
That makes the teacher very happy. Very good. All right. Of sacrifices, I am the chanting of the holy names, japa. Please repeat.
Of the sacrifice, I am.
And of immovable things.
And of immovable things.
I am the Himalayas.
I am the Himalayas.
How many have been to the Himalayas?
I live in Himalayas.
You live there?
Because I'm from Himachal.
Wow. Like you're in the foothills.
Yeah, this is part of Himalayas.
Wow. Wow, that is amazing. Vancha kalpa turubhyascha kripa sindubhyaye pacha patita pavanebhyo jai. Himalayan devotees, namo namah. I see. All right. Hey, don't get racist
Himalaya.
Here.
West Bengal is not Himal.
Huh? Yes, thank you. Very good, Jai Krishna. Don't go on bodily platform. Very good. Let's look at the purport. Brahma, the first living creature within the universe, created several suns for the propagation of various kinds of species. Among these suns, Bhrigu is the most powerful sage. But who is Brahma's favorite son?
Narada,
his tenth. He has 10 famous sons. 10th one was Narada. Among these sons, Bhrigu is the most powerful sage. Of all the transcendental vibrations, the Om, Omkar, represents Krishna. We definitely studied that last week at Chaitanya Charitamrita class. Of all sacrifices, the chanting of everybody.
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare.
Mm-hmm. There is the purest representation of Krishna. Sometimes animal sacrifices are recommended. But in the sacrifice of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, there is no question of violence. True or false? Spot quiz.
Yes.
Krishna, hold on, I'm asking a question. Spot quiz. When Krishna was speaking to Arjuna, was Krishna asking Arjuna to be non-violent or violent?
He said, to do your duty, and by duty he's a Kshatriya.
And how many times did Krishna tell Arjuna in Bhagavad Gita to fight? Thank you. I just make sure we're both reading the same Bhagavad Gita.
Prabhu, I had a question about that.
Go ahead.
You know how we say that what's our main duties, like being a human being?
Yes.
That we are servant of Krishna, right?
Yes.
And then there is a duty like this one in case of Arjuna fighting.
Yes.
So how do you define that duty? It come from birth?
Okay, so your question, for those of you on the internet, and we have at least 14, if not more, your duty is not necessarily defined by birth. In previous ages, you could say it was defined by birth. But in Kali Yuga, Kalao Shudra Sambhava. So in Kali Yuga, and even in previous ages, it was defined by your training. How you were trained. And what kind of qualities you exhibited. Now, many times, your birth would also indicate your training. And in previous ages, if the mother and father did all the 10 Vedic samskars, then yes, you could say this person is born with brahminical qualities. But in general, to answer your question, whether it be Satyuga, Treta Yuga, and especially Kali Yuga, it is defined by how you are trained and what kind of qualities you naturally exhibit and are attracted to. Narada Muni, in instructing Yudhisthira at the end of, in the seventh canto, Yasya Yal Lakshanam Proktam.
So can we say that our occupational duties, whatever we are doing now, for example, mine engineering, maybe somebody is...
Yes, because that's how you're living. Yes, that's how you're living. Exactly. So in other words, that you could say is Prabhupada's argument. Prabhupada would say, although these boys and girls were born in Malecha Yavana families, I have trained them to act as brahmanas. In other words, if you do the actual work, then that's what makes you a brahman. Or if you're a kshatriya. In the case, let's give an example. Parashuram, although he's God, but still externally, he was born a son of a brahman.
Yes.
But how did he act?
Kshatriya.
As kshatriya. And the Bhagavatam even gives the reason why. Because his previous forefathers, there was a mix-up. And the oblation that was meant for the Brahmin wife was taken by the Kshatriya wife. And therefore, it was given to the wrong wife. So the wife gave birth. She should have given birth to a Brahmin child. She gave birth to a Kshatriya child. Parashuram. So, your answer is good. If you're working on a day-to-day basis as a sudra,
that's right.
Okay, at the same time, in Bhagavad Gita, in chapter 18, Krishna sort of equalizes it and says, doesn't matter, you can all achieve perfection. How?
By following your duty.
No. That's not what he says in chapter 18. How do it? By worship of the Supreme Lord. It's right there in chapter 18. By worship of the Supreme Lord. That's how a Shudra can achieve perfection, a Kshatriya, a Vaishya, a Brahmin. By worship. And in Kali Yuga, how do you worship the Supreme Lord? I like Krishna Kumar's answer the best. Harer Nam. Yes?
No.
Yes.
Vishwamitra.
Vishwamitra, yeah. So, yes. If you're working on a day-to-day basis as a certain thing, that's pretty much what you are. But once you understand Lord Chaitanya's movement, then that again equalizes everything, because whether you're a Brahmin, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra, it really isn't the question. The question is, are you a devotee or not a devotee? Lord Chaitanya had many followers who were not born in Haridas Thakur. Haridas Thakur was born in a Muslim family. That's...
And it also says in Gita somewhere, you don't have to change your duties.
You don't have to change. That's in Bhagavatam. No. That we studied in Ramananda Roy's discourse. He quoted a verse from Lord Chaitanya. Yes. You don't change. You simply start to develop Krishna consciousness. So whether you're a Brahmin, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, that's all material. All we care about, are you chanting or are you not chanting? That's the question. As you heard me say, there's only two kinds of people, chanters and non-chanters. Shall we continue?
Yes, sir.
All right. So, okay. It is the simplest and the purest. Whatever is sublime in the worlds is a representation of Krishna. Therefore, the Himalayas, the greatest mountains in the world, also represent Him. So that means we should go worship the Himalaya mountains? No. But we can think, oh, this should remind you of Krishna, because Krishna said, here is something that represents my vibhuti, my opulences. All these examples, we're not going to worship Bhrigu or Indra or so many things, but when we see these things, it's going to remind us, oh, Krishna has indicated this particular thing as something of His opulence, and that's what makes that special. Like the moon. There are so many twinkling stars in the sky, but the moon, that's special. It represents Krishna's opulence. Thus, okay, the mountain named Meru was mentioned in a previous verse, but Meru is sometimes movable, whereas the Himalayas are never movable. Thus, the Himalayas are greater than Meru. We'll do one more. Please repeat. Ashvatak sarva vrikshanam.
Ashvastha sarva vrikshanam.
Devarshinam chanarada.
Devarishinam chanarada.
Gandharvanam chitraratha.
Gandharvanam chitraratha.
Siddhanam kapilo muni.
Siddhanam kapilo muni.
Ashvata.
Ashvatha.
The banyan tree.
The banyan tree.
Sarva vrikshanam.
Sarva vrikshanam.
Of all trees.
Of all trees.
Deva rishinam.
Deva rishinam.
Of all the sages among the demigods.
Of all the sages among the demigods.
Cha.
Cha.
And.
And.
Narada.
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 Gandharvanam.
Gandharvanam.
Of the citizens of the Gandharva planet.
Of the citizen of the Gandharva planet.
Chitraratha.
Chitraratha.
Chitrarath.
Chitrarath.
Siddhanam.
Siddhanam.
Of all those who are perfected.
Of all those who are perfected.
Kapila Muni.
Kapila Muni.
Kapila Muni.
Kapila Muni.
Of all trees, I am the banyan tree.
Of all trees, I am the banyan tree.
And of the sages among the demigods. I am Narada.
I am Narada.
Of the Gandharvas, I am Chitrarata.
Of the Gandharvas, I am Chitrarata.
And among perfected beings.
And among perfected beings.
I am the sage Kapila.
I am the sage Kapila.
Purport. The banyan tree Ashvata is one of the highest and most beautiful trees, and people in India often worship it as one of their daily morning rituals. I once went with my godbrother, His Holiness Guru Prasad Swami, and whenever he comes to Panama, he likes to go body surfing in this one place in Panama, and right where he goes is a big banyan tree. Also in our Hawaii temple, in the backyard, they have a huge banyan tree. All right. Amongst the demigods, are you still here?
Oh.
Among the demigods,
among
they
the
also worship Narada, who is considered the greatest devotee in the universe. Thus, he is the representation of Krishna as a devotee. Yes, he is called the Bhakti Shakta Avatar. Narada has been empowered with the Bhakti Shakti. So he is a Shaktivesh avatar of Krishna, empowered to preach Krishna consciousness. The Gandharva planet is filled with entities who sing beautifully, and among them the best singer is Chitrarath. Amongst the perfected living entities, Kapila, the son of Devahuti, is a representation of Krishna. Notice, so many times you'll see that he is, Kapila is always related to his mother. Very rarely does the father get credit. But always he's Devahuti Putra. He is considered an incarnation of Krishna, and his philosophy is mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam. Krishna, Jai Krishna Das. What canto would I study to find out about Kapila? Krishna Kumar, how do you know that? Krishna Kumar, you're really smoking today.
Prabhu, I think in the past, always they used to call by the mother, just like in America do.
Really? Okay. I need someone to get me some cold water. Govind, would you do that for me? Govind, you know where to go? Govind, I love you. Let's give Govind a Haribol. And therefore, he should be known as Govind, the son of this Mataji here.
See, even Partha, yes. Nobody say Partha.
Yes.
Yeah, always mother, mostly mother's name.
Okay. Yes. Yes, he's
yogi,
a great yogis, mystic yogi.
Yogi.
Go ahead.
Yogi.
Yes. 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 So you read that. Very nice.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you, Govind, son of a devotee mother, Ananda Vrindavan Devi Dasi, disciple of His Holiness Giriraj Goswami. And Giriraj, we had a big Giriraj festival today, didn't we?
Yes.
Yes. You want to say something? Okay. His philosophy is mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam. What's the name of his philosophy? Sankhya. Yes. Theistic Sankhya. Very important. Theistic Sankhya. Later on, another Kapila became famous, but his philosophy was atheistic. Thus, there is a gulf of difference between them. All right, I'm going to stop Bhagavad Gita here. Can you collect all the books? And then pass out song books. I want to sing the Damodarashtakam prayers. And then I'm going to give a Srimad Bhagavatam seminar. Is that all right? Okay? So I want everyone to